Today's between master and disciples will be presented in Formosan and Chinese with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian,Spanish and Thai.
Formosa, Taiwan, 是一个小岛，
但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽的水场。甲雕刻精雕的庙宇，
中部地区有一系列的美景，鲜明的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林。南部是本岛有名的文化中心，至今仍然保有真多早期移民初到此地时的传统。
2007年初，青海部长署回应了咱世界会议会员定制的卡棒，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界差不多10,000名的世界会议会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第一年的旧年新年。
在吉祥日子的当天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海部长署颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗莫斯，阁是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员赫赫森·阿瓦莱兹，表彰印地菲律宾对优柔难民所做的慈善义举。
今晚邀请您到店聆听青海牧场书的开始，主题是和头脑做阮的朋友。1992年12月24日，讲在福尔摩沙沙地门。
To see the saints, the Buddha, the Buddhas, the Bodhisattva, then you should look at your neighbor. That's right. Just look at your left side, right side, behind side, in front side. And you have all the Buddhas you want.It's funny that you don't think that you are the Buddha. We cannot often laugh so heartily, so freely, and so without any motive. So that is kind of relaxation. Actually, we practice hard only to reach the point of relaxation, yeah? So that we can enjoy what we are and what we have.And in any circumstance, and that we can open our heart and tolerate anything and feel the Buddha's nature in all beings, so that we don't look down upon anyone. We might look down upon their habit, their bad accumulated lousy manner, but we do not look down upon them. We do not like the habit, but we like the person, all the same. just like you scold your children, but doesn't mean you don't like your children. You don't love them or you throw them out. Just teaching them to behave better or teaching them to live according to the harmony of the family. Each one have to move together so the family is in accord and in harmony. And that is the right thing. Not that we spoil the children and just ignore whatever they do bad. And then it become worse and worse. Yeah? That is all. It's just because sometimes some person has a very good organization, talent, or very quick. But they also have a lot of destructive function within themselves. They help you in one hand and they destroy in the other hand. Unintentionally, they have so much talent and they also have so much destructive power. That's the problem. Therefore, sometimes we see some person very talented, but we have not learned to work with them when they are in destructive manner. It's very difficult. Mostly they don't show the destructive side. The destructive side only comes when you least expect it. And then when you have been already trusting them and worked with them for so long. Similar to many of a marriage or partnership or friendship is like that. Sometimes it seems very smooth in the beginning, but then it's very destructive at the end. And sometimes it seems like you don't fit each other in the beginning, and every day look like you try to fix something in your relationship, but at the end it's good, because all the negative side already show up in the beginning. Once you clear that out later, no more. Sometimes the negative side comes later. And you already so used to with the positive side of that person. And suddenly he turns and show the other side. Then you don't know what to do. And that was already in the middle of the relationship, that you already shake hands and work together or doing some project together. And that would be also no good. So therefore, with our wisdom, it's difficult to judge who is suitable or not. You have to have both, your own personality, your own organizing talent, but absolute surrender in Master Power, and use both. You already have it, and the Master Power can put through. It's easier. Therefore, you should learn with wisdom to feel intuitively what it is, and not to run with the fashion, and not to run with other people's. The majority people's choice. Because not always the majority people are right. Yes, basically, they are right. Perhaps so. In some aspect, yeah? For example, in one country, the majority of the countrymen in that country wanting peace and flourishing trade and free enterprise, a life of freedom to have education, freedom to trade, freedom to move around in their own country at least. So these basic things all the people in all the country want, and that is rightly so. They mostly want to choose one democracy over the other, and that is basically their right. The basic need of mankind mostly in every country are the same. So in that way, you will see they are okay, they are right. Otherwise, in some other aspect, it's not always the same. Most of the people in the world, even though they love peace and happiness, but their peace and happiness are different. We also take care of our basic material need, but we are not materialistic. We just know how to go about to take care of our basic need so that we can be satisfied, and then we move on to the spiritual realm. Not that we do that just for the sake of material comfort. So therefore, the motive is different, and the outcome, of course, will be different. The practitioner and the worldly people are also eating, sleeping, and having a relationship, etc. But the motive at the end is different. We do all these things because our body is used to it, because it's a basic need, and we don't want to struggle to fight against it or to change it because it takes too much effort and energy. We might just well let it be quiet, satisfied, and then we move on. That is all. And other people, that means they come to the end. They satisfy their material need just for the sake of that. Nothing else. No more beside that. So it looks the same, but it is absolutely different. Therefore, after they are satisfied with their material comfort, they are still unhappy. We also have sentiment, the practitioner, but still we know how to handle it. And don't let it overflow every other thing. That is the only thing. Yeah, we control every aspect of our life. We know how much we should pay attention to which thing. That's a very practical side, practical benefit for meditation. Not that we only enjoy the bliss inside, but we also become very practical and clear in every manner. So that is the very clear direction, a clear indication of a clear mind. Understand? We know what is what, and we choose what is what. That's it. So there is no difference between us and the ordinary non-practitioners, but there is a great difference. Very, very invisible, but it is there, huh? If we don't analyze it, we might not even know it, right? So all this talk and explanation from me is to assure you that you are driving okay. You are going all right, in the right direction. Mm. We know everything exists there, and then we use it when we need it. When it's necessary to use it, I'm finished. We don't even think about it before and after. And if we don't use it, we think about it all the time, it's even worse. Our mind always occupied with these mundane things, and then we cannot concentrate on a higher level. Instead, we just finish it in 1 or 2 5 minutes, and then we do other things. It's not so? Yeah. Otherwise, you keep thinking about it 1 or 2 days, you exhaust your energy. So don't fear anything, and do not stick to anything. That's the best policy, right? Yes, yes, yes. Because I tell you what, of course these mundane things are not absolutely good for us. But we are in a mundane world. We can't escape, so we might just well let it be. And minimize as much as we can. Therefore, we can bring our attention upward. Because if we keep thinking about that, it's even worse. The attention is important. If you think about somebody, or you're missing somebody, or you are missing something, it's exhausting. And you cannot bring your mind to anything else except that. Is that not so? Therefore, I told you already, many people who go on diet, maybe don't eat for a few days, but they always keep looking at the recipes book. Go to the library, reading book, but only choose the recipe book. That's what they call fasting. The motive of fasting of these people is that to clear their mind so that they become more alert, that they can be more concentrating when they meditate. But is that the use? Is it useful? No. The mind is very powerful. Don't fight against it. You have to educate it and befriend it and make it become a co-partner. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble. You spend all your energy fighting the mind. It's all right. You might do it, but you don't win, and then you lose all your time, energy. Instead of spending in meditation and concentrating, you're fighting against it.
感谢你收看今天的《师徒之间》节目，现在请继续观赏吴雄书电视台的健康生活。早点新闻了后，马上为你播出。愿你每天笑嗨嗨，生活充满爱和幸福。
Thanks for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Healthy Living. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News, may your days be filled with ever more laughter, happiness, and love.